Well, here we are, gathered on Christmas morning. I think this is my favorite Christmas service of the Christmas season. It is so impressive in its simplicity. The shepherds have gone, the angels have left. There are no carols to be sung, no manger scenes to be contemplated. We're just here to reflect on the wondrous event that has happened among us. I sometimes think this is what Mary and Joseph must have felt like after everyone had gone, and they were just left as a simple family, a husband, a wife, and a child, contemplating the great mystery of life, and perhaps looking at the child and wondering, what was this child's life going to be? It's at a service like this that we're urged to consider the meaning of Christmas. And when you think about it, it's such a simple message. God gave himself to us this Christmas and only asks that we return the gift by giving ourselves to each other. Love begetting love. It's that simple. Why complicate the Christmas story? So on this Christmas morning, I'd like to share with you a story to help you remember the simple message that we share this morning. It's a story that was told first by Kermit Long of Arizona about a Christmas evening that he experienced in Chicago. As I tell the story, I want you to think of the various acts of love and generosity that are exhibited within the people of the story. So take a moment just to relax. Clear your minds of all clutter and open yourself to hearing the story and pondering the gifts of love that are offered in its telling. A gentle snowfall added to the already magical, mystical beauty of the season. I had just finished presiding over the first of our candlelight services. Rather than waiting in the church until the late hour for the second service, I visited in the hospitals and roamed the few stores still open for late shoppers. I saw some people in a flower shop and joined them. Soon a young boy of about 7 or 8 came into the shop. His clothes were torn, and his tennis shoes had holes in them. He walked purposely over to the counter and asked the shopkeeper, "Do you have any roses for my mother for 10 cents? The man replied, "Wait just a moment and I'll see what we can do for you." After serving the other waiting customers, the owner turned back to the little boy and said, "I have good news for you. On Christmas Eve, we have a special on roses for young fellows who want them for their mothers." So taking the lad's dime, he placed a dozen beautiful, long-stemmed roses in the boy's arms. With a big smile on his face, the boy left the flower shop and headed home. Those of us who remained and looked on were warmed by what we had seen. And I know the shopkeeper felt the blessing of God for his generosity. So now you've heard the story. How many acts of love and generosity did you see? Well, I counted five, well, maybe six. Let's see how we can do. The obvious one is it begins with a little boy giving his mother something precious for Christmas, an act of love, an act of generosity to someone who has given him love. And therein lies the second act of generosity. His mother. What would have incited a boy to give long-stem roses to his mother? It must be the result of so many acts of love and giving that the mother offered to the boy over the 9 or 10 years of his life. Giving herself freely to the one she loved over and over and over again, it evoked the response from the little boy who felt loved and wanted to give something back to this very, very special person in his life. But there's more. There's the shop owner. The shop owner who was touched by the depth of love of a child for his mother, and he responds by offering what he has, a dozen long-stemmed roses, a gift of love to the boy that he can then impart to his mother. And the shop owner is changed by this act of generosity. Then there's the storyteller and those who were there, who were moved by this outpouring of love unfolding before his eyes, that he feels that he wants to tell the story to all who would hear it. That it was such an incredible gift of love that he felt that he wanted to offer this story to others, to inspire them in the way that he felt inspired. And yes, there's us. We who have heard the story, we become inspired by this gift of love. And what will that do to us for the rest of this morning, the rest of this day, and in the days and weeks and months ahead? As we recall this story, will it inspire us to offer gifts of love to the people that we meet? To the stranger among us, or to the precious mother or father who have given us so much of their love? We want to give love in return. Well, by all rights, those are five acts of love and generosity that emerge from a simple story. And yet there's one more act of love. One more act of love. Can you recognize it? It's an act of love by God, who began this whole story by giving himself to us and by asking that we return the gift in kind by giving ourselves to others. God came to us in flesh on Christmas morning, a great gift to us. And it's that gift that inspires us on this day and on every day of our lives to give ourselves to others around us. And isn't that how Christmas is to be realized in our lives? God is born in us. The most precious of all gifts given. And born in us, God asks that we share ourselves with others And in doing so, the gift of love keeps on being given year after year, decade after decade, century after century. And so 2,000 years later, we still hear this story of God's love, God's gift to us. And people today are still moved by that story, moved to give themselves to one another, and in doing so, spreading the good news of great joy for all who will hear that today, in the city of David, a child is born, a child who is named Jesus, a God incarnate, God become flesh, a gift to us, God's beloved. Why complicate the Christmas story anymore? Let's keep it simple. Amen.